In the last month, New Hampshire has seen some of the largest demonstrations in recent memory, with hundreds protesting against police brutality and racial injustice. One of the major forces behind these is a group of Black Lives Matter activists in their early 20s who've known each other for years. NHPR's Sarah Gibson caught up with them about what it's been like to lead this movement.
Back in 2016, a group of Manchester high schoolers organized a protest. Among them were Ronell Chella, Terrell Whitted, and Eli Kendrick, who were galvanized by the police killing of Philando Castile. Fast forward to 2020, George Floyd and other Black citizens killed by police, and Chella says it felt like nothing had changed.
We were all kind of angry on social media, and I remember Terrell adding me like in a tweet and going, "We should hit the streets again," and I said, "Let's do it." And then Eli said, "I'm down." And then we all kind of like fell in line, and we were like, "All right, cool, so we're gonna do this on Saturday," and everything kind of snowballed from there.
We have to live every day wondering whether we will die naturally or be slaughtered by the system built against us.
Terrell Whitted spoke at that march to a crowd estimated at nearly 1,000.
We literally say Black Lives Matter because we don't know if America knows that.
Erica Perez is another member of the group from high school that reunited to organize the Black Lives Matter march last month. Now 21, she wasn't planning to launch a movement, but she says people were looking to them for answers.
Everyone's like, "What's next? What's next? What's next?" And it was like, "We can't put this down again."
A few days later, the Friends organized a vigil, then calls to elected officials, a youth forum, more protests. Perez says this feels different from 2016.
Last time we were kids, this time it's like, if we need something, I feel like we can get someone to try to help us. We can get someone to print posters. We can get someone to give us a PA system. We can get someone to give us a stage, a permit for a park. We have access to the senators, the governor.
At a Juneteenth celebration in Manchester, the group says these conversations with public officials, potential allies, and each other have taken over their lives. Whitted and Chella say the six of them are in touch constantly.
We're zooming. Like, we do Zoom.
We have a Facebook Messenger chat, so we're like on there every 2 seconds just talking about stuff. We video chat every 2 seconds. We had to like make a Google Calendar where we have all of our calendars synced so no one forgets if we have like a meeting or a phone call or a Zoom call.
But even as it becomes more recognized, the group regularly encounters accusations that they're a terrorist group or that they're exaggerating about racism in New Hampshire. When Eli Kendrick, one of those original Manchester organizers, talks to crowds, he reminds them racism is part of his daily life.
I'm paranoid to like drive every day. I don't drive with anything in my pockets. I'll either put it on the dashboard, my wallet, my phone, anything like that. I have nothing in my pocket just so if I get pulled over, it doesn't seem like I'm reaching for something. I want you guys to really understand like how crazy that is for us, that I literally have to do that every day. We're not saying this stuff for fun. Like, this is really our survival.
One of Kendrick's high school friends, Mohammed El Hassan, recently joined the group. He does a lot of their web and social media. He says he's a bit shy, and his family, originally from Sudan, is still getting used to his activism.
My mom's worried, definitely. She's a very conservative woman, so even if there's like things that are kind of like affecting us and stuff, she's worried about safety more than like anything else. So I tell her I'm coming to things, she's like super nervous, super scared, but she's proud of me like trying to get involved and everything.
This group is writing a new playbook for how to build a racial justice movement in New Hampshire. I ask them who they turn to for mentorship.
Each other.
Yeah.
We lean on each other so much. Like whenever there is feedback, whenever we come across something ridiculous, we're just like, I gotta send this into the group chat.
Yeah.
And it's a really great thing because we have this really strong sense of community, but honestly, if I didn't have these people around and I was doing this organizing, I would lose my mind every day.
That's Jordan Thompson, a Black Lives Matter organizer from Nashua. While the organizers say this work feels like a calling, Chella says it's a huge responsibility they can't take on alone.
But I wish people would realize that we can't fight every fight and we can't be everyone's superhero, you know what I mean? Like, we had people ask us if we could organize protests for the mayor to open up swimming pools, and I'm just like, people are dying, you know what I mean? Like, and not only that, but they're like, what about this issue? What about this issue? What about this issue? And I'm like, we're talking about them, but I'm also 21 years old, you know what I mean? Like,
about a week ago, the group had their first non-organizing hangout since the protests started. They went out to dinner in Manchester.
There was this moment where we were standing like on the corner of Elm Street, and it felt weird simply because like in that moment it felt like we could just be us for once, and we weren't like under this microscope, and like no one was looking at us and no one was asking us questions, and like I just felt so free, you know what I mean?
But a few days later, it was back to work. This past weekend, in front of the State House, they announced their list of policy demands for this year's candidates for governor, focusing on holding elected officials and police accountable for racial bias and racism. And they vowed to not back down.
We are not going anywhere. Black Lives Matter is not going anywhere. We mattered yesterday. We matter today, and we'll matter tomorrow. Thank you.
And on a local level, the group is pushing for greater diversity in the curriculum and staff of Manchester's public schools, where most of them went. And they want to organize more community events to, in Chella's words, make Manchester something it's never been before. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.